ABC Radio Australia.
Grieving for loved ones is a delicate issue right across the world, and different cultures have their own unique traditions. In Papua New Guinea, holding a house cry is an important part of the mourning process and an opportunity to bring relatives together. But as Marla Damadi reports, the COVID-19 pandemic has made organising a house cry more difficult for some families, not least because of financial pressures.
House cry literally translates to the house or place of crying in PNG's Tokpisin, but it's a social and cultural process as family and friends prepare to bury a loved one and say their final farewells, singing and wailing through the night, often for days on end. While PNG is culturally diverse and house cries can differ from province to province, their importance remains the same.
When deaths occur, every society has their way of celebrating life and farewelling loved ones. And Papua New Guinea's, that's the contemporary form, usually is called house crying.
Dr. Michelle Rooney is a researcher at the Australian National University and a visiting fellow at the University of Papua New Guinea. Her mother and prominent PNG politician died in 2020, so she had to help organise a house cry for her mother in her homeland of Manus. But the traditional mourning process is close to her heart and has even formed part of a PhD.
It involves a whole heap of rituals, including people who are workmates or family members or friends arriving to pay their respects. And that often comes with a gift of money, some food items, which could be any food, but pigs especially have quite significance in these processes.
House cry, Dr. Rooney stresses, are a collective obligation. The family of the deceased, along with the village or other community members, will host it while others contribute offerings. But it's been getting harder during the COVID-19 pandemic for a range of reasons. Firstly, the number of deaths. The World Health Organization reports that more than 500 people have died from COVID-19 in PNG so far, but many health experts believe the death toll is much higher. And anecdotal evidence suggests that too. The governor of East Sepik province, Alan Bird, recently shared on social media.
There are so many house cries in ESP. We have run out of pigs. First time in history.
And secondly, Dr. Rooney believes the financial pressures linked to the pandemic will only increase.
The COVID-19 is and will have an impact at quite different levels because the house cry process, say, unlike somewhere like Australia, where the main event is the funeral, which is might be held at a church or a designated venue, the house cry actually operates from the time of death all the way to burial. And at the same time, it's very much a social cultural obligation, which means that there's a lot of financial anxiety. There's a lot of social and financial anxiety, regardless of whether someone decides that they can or cannot engage in that particular house cry.
It's something Helen Hakina has noticed in Bougainville too. She's the director of Leitana Nehan Development Agency and says the price for items such as pigs are becoming too expensive.
It is a big burden for families, like paying 3,000 for one pig. That 3,000 should well go to pay for children's school fees, food, or even completion of good homes, or even buying a water tank.
And she says it's a burden that often falls on the women in the village.
Even though it's our obligation to be putting a pig on the, even though it's our obligation, but for us as women, as mothers, we are looking at how difficult it is to earn money, particularly at this time, to make ends meet.
That's something the ANU's Michelle Rooney has observed in her research as well.
There is a lot of inequality in these processes. Often, you know, a few months ago, we saw that some people simply cannot afford these processes. The costs of feeding people during the house cry itself, a lot of It's highly gendered, so a lot of women and girls are the ones who are preparing the food over this long period.
In the past, people have been able to grow their own crops to give to the grieving family. But with growing urbanisation, that process has changed. It's something that Ishmael Milison has noticed. He lives in Port Moresby, but is from the Duaka province and says that means there are additional financial costs.
Mainly in the city, like when there's a house cry, like you can't, there's no, you don't have a garden to go and take harvest food out and bring it to the house cry. So you gotta have money to go to the store and buy like goods, like a rice bag or a flour bag, or like a tin fish carton or something to bring to the house cry.
But he says despite the challenges, house cries still remain an integral part of his culture and to the grieving process.
They can contribute whatever they can, how much they can. It's up to them what they call, if it's small or big, it's at least they contribute, at least their presence in the house cry, it means a lot. You know, go and strengthen the person that's mourning.
Ishmael Milison from Port Moresby and the reporter there, Mala Damadi.